Now, first of all, when we're talking about the Federal Reserve, we're not talking about, though it's called United States Federal Reserve, it is not associated with the government or controlled by the government at all. It is a private international bank. Now, if you haven't read the book, Creature from Jekyll Island, you will see that the banking houses of Europe and the two Warburg brothers came to the United States and they formed the Federal Reserve System, which was then voted in and enacted in 1913. All right. The Federal Reserve and international private banking cartel. Now, guess what? Here's what this says. With major offices found in Moscow, London, Tokyo, and Peking. So all the blusterating by the Chinese is just that. Now, here is something that nobody, hardly anybody knows. By treaty with the United Nations and in compliance with the Brentwood Agreement, the Depository Trust Corporation, now I'm going to talk about that here right after we're done. Now, the Depository Trust Corporation is part of the Federal Reserve System. And I don't think you know how absolutely gigantic and wealthy the Depository Trust Corporation really is. Under the direction of the Federal Reserve System has pledged all the stocks and bonds to the International Monetary Fund. These are the same paper securities found in your IRA and pension fund account as well as in your brokerage account. Remember, you don't own them. Now, we'll talk about who owns them. You're just a beneficiary. The truth is, the securities you purchased and paid for with your hard-earned money is collateral for the United Nations, which is backed by the Federal Reserve System and its associated agencies, such as the International Monetary Fund. Is that a setup for a World Bank or not? And who have they proposed to be the clearinghouse for the World Bank? The International Monetary Fund. Okay. Now let's talk about the Depository Trust Company. Okay. Let's get a little history here. All right. Let's see if we have it. Yes, we have it here. There we go. It's been operating for about 35 years now. What is the Depository Trust Corporation? And they've added to it the Depository Trust Corporation and Clearing Corporation. All right. When it first started out, it was worth about $3 trillion. Now I'll tell you how much it's worth today and why it's worth that much. It's worth $33 trillion. Now, if you have assets as a bank of $33 trillion, what do you have? You have the means to loan all kinds of money. And since they don't have to report to anyone, and what we have here is what they have been forced to report on. Okay? Now, it got started because when they started buying and selling shares of stocks, bonds of all sorts, buying and selling futures on commodities, but especially on stocks. The way the system worked before the Depository Trust Corporation was this. You buy your stocks from the broker. He has 5 days to get you in hand the actual certificates of stock that are the original certificates issued by the company. Okay? Now, when you have them in hand, you have a loyal ownership. That is, you own it yourself. No one else has claim to it. See, hardly anything today you have a loyal ownership. Even on a house you have paid for, it has a perpetual lien for taxes. And you live in that house and have beneficial use of it, you can buy and sell it. You can receive the money as long as you pay the taxes and pay your mortgage. But you're only a beneficial owner. So when they started doing all the digital trading, they had to change the system. So what they did is this. Whenever anyone signed up for a brokerage, or those who were signed up with brokerage, they had to sign an amendment, an agreement to their brokerage agreement, which is this. You would not receive the actual stocks or bonds that you would buy. You would receive a digital account of what you bought. All the stocks, the alloidal ownership of the stocks, was ceded, C-E-D-E, and that means to give up possession to. And everyone who's in the stock market doesn't own a thing. They have an account ledger, that's all they have, okay, saying you have so much in it. The depository trust company receives all of the original stocks and bonds, government issues, and they receive them from 90% of the countries in the world so they can be bought and sold digitally. Now, in 1987, right after they first got the system up, they had a trial. 1987, there was a crash of a stock market by 500 points. That was set deliberately. Now, those who are the super elite, the internationalists and so forth, those on the inside and the ones with the Federal Reserve and the Depository Trust Company and everything, knew that this was a test. So they were warned ahead of time, we're going to do this test on such and such a day. Now, this is a secret communication none of us would receive. So when the stock market crashed, they had already put in their order to short sell. So all of the super elite made money on it going down. Everyone else in the stock market lost it, and in that day, you couldn't get in there quick enough to change it. And there were millions of shares that changed hands, back and forth, back and forth. Okay? And the next day, they flipped the switch, and it got back to normal. And the ones responsible for setting up the system said, this was a test to see how much we could handle, and we didn't lose one single transaction. Now, they also have, with this, the National Securities Clearing Corporation. This way, then, you see, everything is done digitally. You must pay digitally. You must receive ownership, and your ownership is only beneficial. You have ceded the possession of the loyal ownership to the Depository Trust Company. Now, it started out between $3 and $6 trillion worth, got up to $9 trillion. Guess what it's worth today? $33 trillion. Okay? Now, let's see what kind of services they do. Here's what they did in 2009. See, it was originally set up in 1973. 2009, the DTC, or the Depository Trust Corporation, settled transactions worth more than $299 trillion. You see how huge this is? This is not just for U.S. currency. This is for the whole world. So they nearly have the system complete. What they need to do is get the full agreement with the G20 or the G27 so they have the whole system in order. They're getting closer to it. Okay? and processed 299.5 million book entry deliveries. In addition to settlement services, the DDC brings efficiency to the securities industry by retaining custody of more than 3 million securities issues, worth more than $34 trillion. I said 33, sorry about that. Oh, well, at this rate, what's a trillion one way or the other, you know? Including securities issued by the United States, now listen to this, and more than 120 foreign countries and territories. Now, the DTCC is set up according to the laws of the state of New York and is owned by the New York Federal Reserve in conjunction with the central one. Wonder how tax cheat Geithner got his job and what he was doing. See? Listen, this whole thing is so corrupt and so infiltrated, you can vote all the honest people into office that you like. Once they get into office and they see the magnitude of what is the Federal Reserve is, and how if you rock the boat, your histoire, you're going to watch them all in time. Some will take longer than others, but they'll all line up like ducks in a shooting gallery. Quack, 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 quack. No, Dolores and I were talking about how the Republicans made all these pledges. We're going to do this, we're going to do that, we're going to do the other thing. Boy, as soon as the election is over and the voting machines are put away, guess what? Business as usual, folks. No more backroom deals. So who made a backroom deal with Obama? Minority Leader O'Connell. Business as usual. See, ain't anybody going to go against the Fed. And now you know why Uncle Ben Bernanke was interviewed on 60 Minutes. That's unheard of. Because he probably couldn't convince hard-head Obama that he needed to not take away those tax rates called the Bush tax rates. So he went public and said, well, if it's not done, we risk a double-dip recession. So guess who? The next day, guess who hurried? Got together with O'Connell, banged out this deal. Oh, it's wonderful. Bipartisan, we're working together. Then you listen to the president, and he is mad as H-E-L-L, tacking everybody. All right? Let's see how big this is. That's why no one's going to take the dollar down. The Chinese woofing at us, oh, we're not going to buy any more securities. Then they come around the back door and they say, oh, would you please increase our purchase by 4%? See, the Chinese can't do anything without the dollar because their currency's tied to the dollar. Okay? All of that's blustery. Besides, they need all the surplus they can get because it is a nation that still has over 500 million of them in poverty. So if the yuan goes down, they're going to have rebellion, they're going to have riots in the street, and you're going to see the action of the top down, the bottom up, and inside out, and China is going to be wasted. Remember what happened during the days of Mao Tse-tung? They went around and killed all of the elite, didn't they? Think what they would do, all of these now rich Chinese, rich, some of them, Dolores and I watched, you know, the Chinese buying houses and furniture. Remember that special we watched? They're buying the best of everything. They lose all their money? If you thought Mao Tse-tung's slaughter was big, you haven't seen anything. So all of these things, just likewise with Europe. You know what the Fed had to do? They had to loan Europe $100 billion. No one knew about it until this report. But here's what they did in 2008 and 2009. Revenue, the money they made. 2008, $1.4 billion, that's from fees. 2009, $960 million. Value of securities settled through. Now remember, these are bought and sold, so it's multiplied. This is going to blow your mind. Hold on to the top of your head. $1.88 quadrillion worth of money passing through the stock market, the gold market, the securities market, the bond market, the commodities market. That was in 2008. 2009 went down a little bit, $1.48 quadrillion. You know, someone said when they heard this, I thought you were talking about distances between stars. Okay. Value of money market settlement activity, one side. 2008, $139.7 trillion. 2009, $94.6 trillion. Value of securities deposited at the DTC. 2008, $26.6 trillion. 2009, $33.9 trillion. Now, whenever a bank has value, they can loan against it. They have what is called leveraged loaning. So you could multiply this by 10. But you require all of those you loan the money to, all the trillions of dollars, and you say, now, you can draw it from here, but it all must remain in deposit with us. Just like with a bank, you go down here and get a loan. Oh, we'll give the loan, but you have to open a checking account here. And they do that because they can lend out up to 93% of the total assets they have on the books. See? Those assets can be a mortgage. They can be securities. They can be bonds. All right, let's go on with this. Value of non-U.S. issues on deposit. This is in addition to the 33.9. 2008, $4.9 trillion. 2009, $6.6 trillion. Value of book entry deliveries, $316.6 million in 2008, $299.5 million in 2009. Man, hey. If I have 10,000 that I'm dealing with in my checking account, which once in a while I have that, not very often. Mostly I'm dealing with 2,000 to 3,000 max, okay? And if I have more than that, I think, boy, that's a lot of money. Think of this checkbook. Okay? Equity ETF corporate and municipal bond transactions processed. 2008, $315.1 trillion. 2009, $209.7 trillion. Volume. 2008, $21.9 billion. That is separate issue bonds. You know, here's a bond worth so much. Here's a stock worth so much. Okay. 2009, $23.6. Let's see, this is the... NSCC, what is the NSCC? That's clearinghouse. Volume on a peak day. Guess how many transactions go through the stock market? 209.4 million. I mean, you know, I feel like an ant in just a little hole with no one around, you know, compared to this. See? Now, pray tell. You tell me one individual who's going to have the power to stop this. Nobody. You tell me which political party can be voted in any country to change it. Never happen. Now you know another reason why Christ has to return. And this whole system is going to be wiped out. Now let me tell you another dirty little secret. Since they are holding all the original stocks and bonds and certificates and securities, okay, what must they do with the stock market? Because everything they have is based on the stock and bond market, right? They must keep it up. So if they print the money and it goes to the banks, guess what the bankers do? On the stock market. And they do this. You watch the stock market. It goes up, it goes down. It goes up, it goes down. And all the super elite on the know when it's going up, know when it's going down. They do the same thing with gold and silver. Okay? They know when it's going to go up, they know when it's going to go down. All the rest of us little peons out here, no wonder they look down upon us as nothing but, you know, less than peons and stupid. See? No wonder they hate Sarah Palin, because at least she would do something to correct some of these things, but she's going to be helpless. Because what are you going to do if you're Sarah Palin and Uncle Ben comes to visit her? Not President Palin. We realize your sincerity and your love for the country. Now, we are sure that you want the best for the country, don't you? Yes. Well, we're here to tell you that things have to be this way, otherwise, everything will collapse. So, do you understand that? Yes, sir. Doesn't matter who you are. That's why only Christ can change this, you see. You cannot solve spiritual problems by physical means. Let's go on. Government securities transacted. Now, you add all of these. Man, does it give a total of everything all together? No. I don't even think I have an adding machine that can handle this. You add all of these together, it's a staggering amount. Government securities, we haven't talked about any of these. What I talked about up to this point is just stock market. Government securities, value of trades in net. 2008, $1.04 quadrillion. Government securities? That must be from many, many countries, all sitting right there in the Federal Reserve. Okay. That's the volume in trades, and the volume of paper is $304 million. Mortgage-backed securities. Okay, here we go. Now I'm going to talk to you about mortgage-backed securities. 2008, mortgage-backed securities were $111.3 trillion. 2009, $94.8 trillion. That's because of the slowdown in the housing market. Volume, $206 million in 2008. 2009, $204 million. Now, what is a mortgage-backed security? All right. You get a stack of mortgages. On the top, you have the best ones. On the bottom, you have the worst ones. And they total up, we'll just use a round figure, of $10 million. Now, since they don't have to send, and this also causes a problem in repossession, because there is a MERS, a Mortgage Electronic Registry Service, that registers all of these. So what happens? They get a mortgage. It's given a number and a barcode. And you have, you know, how many ever in here? Say, 100 of them. So this is $10 million worth. Everyone has a number and a barcode. This is registered in MERS. MERS becomes the technical owner of the mortgage. This is why they're having a hard time foreclosing, because the mortgage laws say you have to have the original deed of trust and you have to have the original mortgage thing. With the original signature, no copies. Well, here it's all digitized. And it's in MERS. Okay. Now, what they do with this, they say, okay, we are going to make a certificate, a security certificate worth $10 million. And it is backed by $10 million in mortgages. Now, they sell these. They can sell them in many different increments. They can have them even broke down into $10,000 increments. So one mortgage could be out to, if it's a big mortgage, out to 1,000 people. How are 1,000 people going to foreclose on it? They can't. See? So the bank sits there and holds this, and it's an asset. They sell the security to someone who buys it, and they hold it, and it is an asset. Okay? So they collect the money, forward it on to them, and as long as everything is going up and everything is staying fine, that may work for a while. But when they started having all these foreclosures, what happened? Who owns what? How are you going to foreclose? Where's the money going to? Now, you can watch on CNBC. They have, every once in a while, they run a special on it, and there was a town up in Lapland, Norway, way up above the Arctic Circle. And a broker got up there and convinced them to buy a whole bunch of these mortgage-backed securities as a way to raise money for their poor little town up here above the Arctic Circle. Come and join the modern world, you know, get away from the reindeers and the sleigh and the Eskimo, you know, and the Laplanders. So they bought all kinds of them. Where did it go? Went bye-bye to money heaven. Okay? All right. Derivatives services. They had 2008, 10 million, 2009, 11.5 million. Total customers, 1,741. Now, these derivative services then are this. These are special loan, how should we say, creations. And the only ones that can deal in the derivatives, see, it's only 1,700. These are the leading brokerage houses, and only certain ones in the leading brokerage houses, and this obviously is around the world, can do that. Okay? Mutual funds transactions processed. Do you have any mutual funds? Okay. 2008, 2.6 trillion. 2009, 2.4 trillion. Look at the money that is going there. I mean, just during the time that I've been bringing this sermon, there's probably been hundreds of millions of dollars running through the system somewhere around the world. I remember when, and I think Dolores remember it too, when we were sitting there watching one of the committee members ask Uncle Ben Bernanke about a $500 million transaction that was out of the TARP money, supposed to be to help us. And remember, they actually put out $3.6 trillion in loans to businesses, to banks, to countries. And New Zealand was one of them. And he said, Mr. Bernanke, could you please explain for us this $500 million transaction to the Central Bank of New Zealand. Well, of course he didn't know anything about it because that's all handled electronically. He said, well, I'll have to get back with you. Well, could you please explain what it was for? Well, it was to help them undoubtedly with their cash reserves. See, because they're all tied into this whole system. Okay, let's go on here. Cash dividends and interest processing, value of dividend and interest payments. Boy, this is a lot. 2008, it was $1.66 trillion paid in interest and dividends, minus a fee. Now remember, every time it goes through, when it comes in, there's a fee. When it goes out, there's a fee. And in they had 4,837,000 transactions that way. In 2009, they had $1.4 trillion with 404,585,000. Corporate actions, that is processing, reorganization, value of payments involved, $1.89 trillion 2008, $1.53 trillion in 2009. Number of certificates maintained at the depository trust company, excluding custody. Now, I don't know what that means. But anyway, they have 2,040,000 number of certificates maintained at the DTC worth $33.6 trillion. Now, that's enough to even grow hair. Not something? All right. Look at what they have. Look at what they have done. Look at what is going to happen to them. Now, you can see how then, once they get this, this is quite a system. I mean, you have to say, this is wiser than Daniel, isn't it? Yes, to be able to do all this on a worldwide scale? Yes, indeed. So they've got to keep the stock market up. But they have it rigged so us little guys can't make money at all. Because when you think it's going up, it goes down. And when you think it's going down, it goes up. And when you think this is a good stock to buy, it turns out not to be a good stock to buy. And then you have a processing fee going in and a processing fee coming out. See? All right. Now, none of us have gobs of money. So, we don't have to worry about all of that. But once they get the system perfected, because you see, here's what happened when they set the system in. When the system was all set to go on using the depository trust company and making all stocks and bond purchases to be digital entries, no more having the certificates, there was one day that they set it in motion, and I forget the exact day, but they set it in motion, and from that day forward, you had to use Federal Reserve money to make all transactions. And it had to be all digital. No more checks. Now we're getting close to that. No more checks. You go into a store, and I know when Dolores went in the first time I had, she writes out a check, and she gives it to the clerk, and the clerk runs it in, you know, like you normally do, pulls it out, hands it to her, and says, well, it's already been taken out of your account. Gives her back the check. What am I going to do with the check? Well, you do whatever you want to with it. See? Because they can take the check, put it in there, the system reads it, takes it right out of your account. No more can you go to the store and buy something on Friday and whoosh, hustle to the bank on Monday to get something in. I know I had to check out my account here recently, and I wrote a check the day before, and I wanted to check with the bank about an electronic deposit that was coming in. So, you know, that happens if you have Social Security, you get electronic deposit, okay? So I wanted to check the amount because they made some adjustments to it. And then I said, could you please give me my balance? So she gave me the balance, and I said, did such and such a check clear? Oh, yes, it cleared. I just wrote it yesterday. Already cleared. So you see how this will work? How about when you use your credit card? You go anywhere, right? Mm-hmm. You put the credit card in and whoosh, whoosh, transaction is done. Anywhere in the world. How close is the system coming? Yes, indeed. So, I believe, as I said before, what's going to happen is this. Once they get the system complete, then they are going to, the way that they are going to take care of it is have a rush of inflation, which crashes the whole system. They're going to want to crash the whole system all at once. Now, that won't affect the Federal Reserve or anything like that. See, because all of that will be tied into the International Monetary Fund by that time. Everything will be switched over to a world currency. You will one day walk in your bank, and where you had X number of dollars there before, now you have X number of world units in your bank account. That's it. The new currency. Now, what'll happen once they get a world currency? Now, it will be mostly digital. I think they will have to have paper currency for a while. Now, they're not going to enforce the mark of the beast right away. But they're going to have a time of recovery. And one way to prove that they were right is to do what? If you bring in the whole new system. Just like Adolf Hitler. He brought in a new currency? No, the bankers did. And he was the front man. Everybody had a job. Prices were stable. Everyone was working. He was a hero. So likewise with the beast power. Let's come here to 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter, and let's see something. Maybe this will help us answer what's going to happen, because it's going to be, I think, there is going to be a time of unheralded prosperity after the world currency comes in, but it has laid the groundwork for a world government, and there is nothing that can turn the hand back when that happens. See? 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 1. Now then, concerning the times and seasons, brethren, there is no need that I write to you. Now, we know and understand things by the holy days. We don't know the year, we don't know the hour, we don't know the day, but we know the times and the events, don't we? Okay? Now, for you yourself understand perfectly that the day of the Lord will come exactly as a thief comes by night. Now, how can that happen? Only if there is major prosperity around the world. And everybody says, first thing when it happens when the world currency comes in, they say, oh, this is a ripoff. And what'll they say? Give it time. You get used to it. Give it time. Try it. You'll like it. Sure enough, it'll work. Because they can do just like they did in Hitler. Oh, by the way, guess what? One book is the most read book by the leading brokers and international elitists today. The history of the Weimar Republic and its fall and its rise with Hitler. See? So that's what they're doing. That's why I read to you about this wonderful credit card they were going to send me with this wonderful interest. We'll give you a benefit. You start out at nothing. But you mess up and you're going to pay 29.99%. See? Verse 3. For when they say peace and security, or peace and prosperity. That's what they're going to say. And that's exactly what'll happen. And then what else are they going to do? Everyone who's believed in the return of the Lord is going to be poo-pooed. Belittled. Well, look at this disaster, and where is the Lord? Well, he's going to get their attention. They'll go along. He'll let them think they're doing really, really well. They'll even be able to organize the religions of the world. And then there's going to be war. And it looks like the fastest blitzkrieg in the world, covering a fourth part of the earth. And then he's going to really think, the beast is really going to think, boy, we have it. All right? Let's come to Revelation 6. When they least expect it, and in a way that they will have never imagined. Because you see, by the time we get to that point with all of the electronics and everything we have now, it's going to be a nearly God-like society with the fantastic things that can be done. They will have it where you can carry your computer in a little staff like this, and you can set it up on a stand and have an accompanying one and set it up, and it will lay out a computer screen and a typing board for you. You can just fold it up and put it back in your pocket. They're now having cameras that will do 3D. 3D video. Instead of having it on a wall, you'll have it out in the center of the room, you know, with the image being created right on top of whatever it is. And you can walk around and look at the whole thing. Everybody's going to think, man, this is great, and all the modern weapons that they will have. So Christ is going to surprise them. Verse 12, Revelation 6. And when he, that is Christ, opened the sixth seal, I look, and behold, there was a great earthquake. That's going to get everybody's attention. Because you go back to Haggai, the second chapter, and God says, I'm going to shake the heavens, I'm going to shake the earth, I'm going to shake the sea, I'm going to shake the dry ground. That's going to get everybody's attention, isn't it? Yes, indeed. And the sun became black as a sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood. This is why no one knows the day or the time. Everything's going to be knocked out of whack. See? We can tell by the holy days, the event. But at this point, no one's going to know which day is what. And so, here is Christ's greeting to the world. And the stars of heaven fell to the earth as a fig casts its untimely figs when it's shaken by a mighty wind. And then he's going to say, hello, everybody! Not quite like that. Then the heavens depart as a scroll. You want to know if I'm up here or not? I'm the alien you are looking for. And I'm coming after every one of you. Okay? Departed like a scroll that is rolled up, and every mountain and island moved out of its place. Now that's going to get everybody's attention. And the kings of the earth, oh, the great ones that made, you know, all of this, and the great men, the rich men, bet to run around with their little computers trying to hold on to their digital wealth. You know how God's going to take care of the digital wealth? He's going to send an electronic magnetic storm, poof! All be gone. All that money, it's gone. Where'd it go? It flew away to heaven. And the powerful men and every bondman and every free man hid themselves in the caves and rocks of the mountains. And they said to the mountains and to the rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb, because the great day of his wrath is come, and who has the power to stand? Isn't that a wondrous greeting to an evil world bent on destroying itself? No secret little rapture here? No, no, indeed. Okay, let me wrap it up here. So what we've seen in this whole system is so gigantic and huge that only Christ can solve it. Now, if you have gold and silver, it'll do you good until shortly after the tribulation begins. But when Christ shakes the heaven and the earth and the sea and everything, it shows in Isaiah the second chapter, they're going to throw their gold and silver into the streets. So if you have gold and silver, that's better than sitting with a pack of money that ends up being nothing. But you have to be wise in when to sell it. And perhaps you may have to wait until there is a world currency and you'll get the highest possible value at that time. But I'm not your financial advisor, so I can't tell you. But that should help you out. But see how fantastic that this system is. No man can buck it. No man can fight it. And when they say you're going to use it, you're going to use it. When they say we are going to give you an invisible tattoo, that's when it's over for us. Because that's when the mark of the beast will be. But They won't enforce that until they've had a lot of success with the world currency first. Okay, we'll end it here. For our overseas offices, please check our website, www.cbcg.org.